And if it's been raining for a while and you look out the window and it stopped raining, you'd say the weather is doing what? Is
clearing up.
All right, and if you have a heavy rain with thunder and lightning, what would you call that?
A thunderstorm.
And I say, how hard did the wind blow? And the answer is hard. You'd say
the wind blew hard.
Okay, and this is something that's supposed to have a lot of this in London. You know, it's caused
fog.
By, you know. And what kind of a day is it? Whether there's a lot
sultry.
Of
sultry,
or when there's a lot of fog, though, it's what kind of a day?
Misty.
Is it, with the word
or
fog.
Foggy.
Got too many words.
California do.
Yeah. No, I just wanted to get these. A lot of these things seem ridiculous, and they because but they're not problems in this part of the country, you see. But in there, for instance, you say blue, but a lot of certain people might use blowed. You see, that's why. That's the, how about a period without any rain? What would you call that?
A drought. That would be my first preference.
Yeah.
Of course, I would also say a dry spell. You want both or just
that's all right.
My original
selection?
Well,
I'll take them both. if the wind hasn't been the wind hasn't been blowing and suddenly it starts, you say the wind is doing what? Is
increasing.
And then it subsides. You might say the wind is subsiding, but you also might say the wind is doing what? The wind is
subsided.
That's
or let down.
The wind is with
the wind is letting down, let's say. That's a vernacular expression commonly used. I'd probably use it myself.
Okay, if you looked out the window and it had been it got rather cold, but it didn't snow, but there's a little bit of white stuff in it. I need to look up when you say we had a what last night, eh?
Had a light snow.
It wasn't snow, though, at all. It's so white, you know, sort of a white covering.
It's a flaky,
It is, it's on the pumpkin. You say this is on the pumpkin.
Yeah, frost.
And how about it, you look out, you say you have a bird bath out in the yard, and you look at it, you look out there this night when it got rather cold, you look out there and you say, the water in the bird bath did what last night?
Froze.
All right, what's this room called?
The living room.
And what is that in the part, what did Santa Claus come down?
The chimney.
Now, I'd like to get a list, a list of the rooms, the words you use for the rooms in your house. You want to just start any place and just work through the names that you
kitchen.
Use.
Kitchen.
Sure.
Dining room. Living room,
okay.
Bedroom.
Do you have more than one bedroom in the house?
Yes.
How do you distinguish one from another?
One is my wife's, and one is mine.
Oh, I see. But, I mean, do you have names for them? I mean,
no, yours and hers.
Okay, I see. Okay.
Or yours and mine.
Yeah, but I mean, you wouldn't call it
hers and mine.
Front or back or any of these.